tonight. Once we start, we can't stop. Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Guardians, vice president of the Guardians, joins us this morning, as he will every Monday morning at 7:20, except for on Memorial Day and Labor Day and all those other days that there's a Monday holiday. Any other Monday holidays I left in the... Maybe, I don't know, where's the 4th of July this year? Have you looked that up, Craig?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea. Of course we don't. We do know when opening day is, though. It's coming up on Thursday. Seattle Mariners in Seattle. Our report this morning brought to you by your North Regional Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road. Bob, are you ready? Or are you ready, as they say?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah. I look forward to a nice long chat into October. This season, as we talk Guardians baseball, yeah, I'm ready. You're going to have to stay up late to watch the opener on Thursday at a little after 10 o'clock will be the first pitch of the 2023 season. 11 days from today, a sold-out Progressive Field for our home opener against the same Seattle Mariners at 4:10. Look forward to a fun opening homestand. Seattle and the New York Yankees come to town starting on Friday, April 7th.
Bob, going into last season, I think it's safe to say expectations were really not all that high, but this year it's a different game. It's a different, you know, it's a different way of looking at things. Does it change how the players go about their business?
Well, I think it does. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how a young baseball team reacts to, as you said, and it's absolutely true, a 180-degree shift. Not that the guys in the clubhouse last year didn't have an expectation to win. They certainly did, and they went out and improved it. But the external expectations, obviously much higher, and that will have some sort of effect. But I know that this group, pretty darn confident in who they are, pretty much the same team as a year ago with a couple of fun additions, especially Josh Bell, who's a power hitter right in the middle of our lineup, and we'll still pitch it real well, and we have four gold glovers on the field, so we're going to catch it pretty darn well, which is our MO, and we'll get that offense rolling. It's going to be a real fun season. I think it's us, the White Sox, and the Twins again. I think we'll battle for the American League title, American League Central title.
Yeah. Shane Bieber, opening day pitcher coming up on there. I know Tristan McKenzie yesterday, they pulled him after one, so we're hoping things aren't too bad with a bicep or something, I heard, related to his tightness of sorts. So just being cautionary, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't have any update on that. Just at this stage, obviously, you have to be completely cautious with your guys here at the end of spring training. We have back-to-back games against the Diamondbacks at their big league ballpark tonight and tomorrow afternoon. And after the game tomorrow, we fly to Seattle, have a workout, and get ready for opening day on Thursday.
Yeah, not too many slots were sort of available when we went into the spring training. It was also, you mentioned about a different, you know, you said same as a year ago. Now, same as last year later in the year. If you go back a year ago, the way we started the season was not the way we finished, but it looks like the guys that we have in the lineup this year, obviously just because of their youth and the way things got together, we shouldn't see too many fluctuations throughout the season, I would think.
No, that is correct, yeah. You know, and most every season, people like to focus on what your opening day roster might look like, but the opening day roster and the roster that's playing every day in mid-August, September, can have a number of changes, and that was true with us a year ago. Yeah, we feel good and confident about who we are as a baseball team, you know, with the Hall of Fame manager that we have. We go into this season with tremendous confidence and excitement. So it's going to be fun as we dive in here in just 3 days.
Right, absolutely. Of course, then more of the eyes on the Guardians, I suppose. You can't kind of sneak up on anybody anymore.
No, you know, that's true. Although with today's world of analytics, I think every team, I don't know if the opposing team didn't give us enough credit last year because there were players that they hadn't seen before, but in the baseball operations analytics department, they've tracked every player, and you know, with all the statistics and analysis, even from AAA games and such. So, but the idea that when we do come to town, we're a postseason baseball team from a year ago. That's why the beginning of this season is going to be fun. We have 7 against the Seattle Mariners, then we're done with them, and the Yankees, and the only other 3 are the Oakland A's. So we have 7 against Seattle, 3 against the Yankees, and us, and that's 3 postseason teams right off the bat.
Bob, let's say the team opens a series against Seattle. At what point does the analytics funnel down from the department to the coaching staff or the manager?
I would say that a little bit of that has already started since we know what the pitching rotation would look like for Seattle. So that'll give the coaching staff an opportunity. They're left-handed heavy pitching staff, so we can try to figure out what's the best way to attack their rotation in a 4-game series, those sorts of things. So from a player perspective, I would bet that beginning this week, guys will get on their iPads and look to see how they fared against I think it's Luis Castillo is their starter on Thursday.
Correct.
So whomever that pitcher is, yeah, that, you know, they will download their at-bats against him and start to look and get a real sense, probably on the airplane. They do that a lot on the airplane, on the flights, you know, get on their iPad, watch a movie, watch a little of their video, those kind of things.
Well, we look forward to a great season, and we get to play every team in the league this year, the way they've put the schedules together. And if you're planning on any days off, just Thursdays. It seems there's a lot of Thursdays that those are the traveling days.
Especially April, right? You look at the April schedule, and I think we have, what, 4 in a row, 4 Thursdays in a row?
Yeah, June.
But before we leave this morning, I got to, you know, shout out to our ballpark pass, $49, standing room only, every game, $49 a month. You get every game. And check it out at CleeGuardians.com. It's a tremendous deal to come see us play. And for less than $300, you can come to every game. But check it out. You can renew it each month or just do summer months, however you want to go about it. But check it out. It's called Ballpark Pass, $49 a month.
Sounds like a great deal, and a lot of folks will be coming out this year to see the Guardians, the champions of the Central. We appreciate your time this morning, Bob, and we'll talk again next Monday as the season rolls on.
Look forward to it, gentlemen. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks.
So, Guardians.